Well, one of the victims of coronavirus this year is Cambridge Open Studios, which has moved online like so many other things. One man who was involved in the... he's just been telling me in the very early, the pre-Cambridge Open Studios Open Studios, and a man who is opening his house virtually online anyway, is Ted Coney. Ted, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Right, you're up in Ely at the moment, but you've had plenty of time in Cambridge over the years, haven't you?
Yes, well, I taught art for over 52 years, and nearly about 40 years of that was in Cambridge, mainly Hills Road Sixth Form College, and then latterly at St Andrew's College on Hills Road.
So an awful lot of people are going, I knew that name. and as I say, you were involved in the pre-Cambridge Open Studios Open Studios.
Yes. When I was 40, so what's that? I'm 36 years ago.
Good Lord.
There was just a few of us, and we just opened our studios, and we had to do our own publicity in those days. And actually, I did mine for, even that year, I did it for Save the Children Fund. Had quite a lot of people. That was when we lived in Great Shelford.
And now you're up in Ely, and you've been operating a pop-up gallery for some time in your own home, is that right?
That's right. We've been here about 14 years, I think. So for the last 12 years, our house is just by the river in Ely, so it's a really nice area. And it seemed to be a really good place for a kind of tourist to come. So I had this mad idea that I'd do it in seasons. So I usually open from April to early December on a Sunday. You'll see from my website, I ask people to book, and I do guided tours because my paintings are all about family life. So I think it helps if people know a bit about it, that they get more out of the painting, hopefully. So I do a guided tour, and it seems to have gone well.
So all these pictures that you've done are by and large are of family life and members of your family. So is there some history in amongst all that?
Yes, I mean every painting I've done since 1969 starts with something about the family, but gradually over the years I kind of feel they're more universal because. I know I did a talk to University of the Third Age the other year, and a guy came up to me at the end and he said, well, at the beginning you were talking about your family. He said, but by the end I realised you were talking about mine. So ours isn't an exceptional family. It's just stories that I've, kind of remembered. And sometimes it's about, my immediate family, my wife and three children, and sometimes it's going right back into... over the last 100 years, things I picked up from my grandparents as well.
My goodness. Now, okay, you've been doing these over 40 years. So are these all sort of regularly, do you put, is your output regular or did you do a whole batch and then leave it for a while?
No, I'm working all the time. And the way I tend to work is, I'm doing that at the moment. I'm in my studio as we're talking. I'm trying out experiments on little canvases to work out the idea and different ways of doing it. And then I'll take, the whole thing takes about a year to paint.
My goodness.
And then it'll take another few months to get it framed. I'm thinking about that. So I never sell the final pieces, but over the years... I've found that actually people quite like my preliminary studies on canvas, and they're not that expensive. So, that's the only things I sell, really.
My goodness. So looking back over 40 years' worth of work like this, have you seen a change in your own style? Have you seen, that was the mid-80s, that was when I had my acrylic moment or something?
I think definitely they evolve, and hopefully I'm getting better. I keep working at it, and as I say, I think the actual subject matter is becoming a bit more universal now. So for instance, the one I'm working on at the moment called Eggheads, it's using clown faces, different styles of clown faces, but it's actually all to do with the idea of brothers and different brothers in the different generations of the family. So I'd need to explain that to people. Otherwise, they might just think it's a painting about clowns.
Absolutely, absolutely. Are you in there as well? Are there some? Are there self-portraits in there, or have you sort of...
Because I paint mainly... I don't paint, although I've mentioned the idea of the faces. It's the makeup that I was interested in this time. Normally, it will be objects. So I might be in there, but I'm represented by something else.
Ah.
I might be represented by a puppet or an object that I own. So, you know, I'm not there in a conventional portrait.
This sounds fascinating. So tell us about the online tour. How does that work?
Okay. Well, it was created by a friend of mine who's a professional filmmaker. And what we didn't want was me just sort of standing there talking about a painting, because we thought on film that would be rather boring. Mm. I've chosen four paintings which have the kind of underlying theme of what I call simultaneity, which means that you're seeing more than one thing at once on the same canvas or on the same series of canvases, but they're all linked together. And, for instance, the first one is the very first painting I ever did called Life Cycle, which is of my grandmother and her four sisters, but at three stages of life. So you're seeing the sisters in the same position in each canvas, but obviously getting older and older. And then another one is where I fly back in time. I know it sounds a bit crazy. In my 1931 Morris Minor, a bit like the TARDIS in Doctor Who.
Right.
To 1930s Hollywood to search out an ancestor of mine who worked in films from 1916 to 1977.
My goodness.
Mainly in Hollywood. And with that one, I think it works. I actually appear to fly in my car back in time.
That sounds amazing. This is, as you say, it's not something that they stick away on BBC4.
Again, the link, this is where the simultaneity comes in. It started because we were moving from Great Shelford to Ely, and so obviously I was getting lots of estate agents' leaflets. And while I was doing that, as you do when you're moving house, I was sorting out our loft, and I came across this envelope with all these things to do with Hollywood in the 1930s, which was like a estate agent's pack. It was photographs of the different houses. There was a map of all the different plots, what that you could buy, and a leaflet. So I've kind of used the two things together.
Wow.
Oh. And the link is that the car that year I did the painting was 80 years old. I often, about every 10 years, I use the Morris Minor as one of our family objects, because I've had it over 40 years.
Crikey.
And so that was the link, because it's 1931 itself.
Sure.
And so I go back in it to 1930s Hollywood.
Marvellous, marvellous. So this virtual tour is on your website, tedconeysfamilyportraits.co.uk.
That's right.
It's the princely sum of 99 new pence to enter, which is, it sounds highly reasonable by the sound of it, for all this...
I hope so. It lasts 9 minutes, and I talk about four different paintings on the tour. And as I say, this year I decided that I would like to do something with it, as obviously we're all holed up in our different houses. So all the money at the end of the year is going to the NHS Charities Together appeal.
Fantastic.
And I had quite a few people doing it already, but obviously I want to publicise it more to make as much money as possible.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully we'll drum up some more visitors for you there, Ted. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you. Next year, fingers crossed, for Cambridge Open Studios. Will you do it properly next year if it's there?
Oh, yes, I hope so, because the annoying thing was this year, although I've been opening the house for 12 years, we've got a new little gallery in the garden. And so I was extending the area, because obviously I've got more and more paintings. So I got a new studio, a new gallery to show people, as well as the studio.
Oh, we're looking forward to a walk around that next year, then.
So that's kind of ready, but obviously no visitors yet.
All right, Ted. Well, we'll save that one for next year, then. We'll look forward to doing a tour then. But for now, thanks ever so much indeed for telling us all about it, and thanks very much indeed for coming on the line.
Thank you very much.